This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
7 Ramadan habits of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When iftar time comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he say? You will be in a good shape. Allah will bless you. Allah will honor you as an ummah, as a family, as an individual, if you hasten in breaking your fast. Maghrib came, for example, 5:30. Don't say, let me wait 5 more minutes, right, let me finish this phone call or finish up my homework. La! Rasulullah says from the sunnah of Ummat Muhammad, ta'jeel al-fitr. You go right away when you break your fast. Habit number 2, which is dua. Dua, and specifically at iftar time. Dhahab al-dhama, the thirst is gone. So he eats, he drinks, then he says, dhahab al-dhama, the thirst is gone. Wabtallat al-uruq, and the veins are moist. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, and the reward is guaranteed by the will of Allah. This was Rasulullah's dua, one of them that he says at iftar time. 3 groups of people, their dua is never rejected. Allahu Akbar. One of them was صَائِمُ حَتَّى يُفْطِرُ, the one who's fasting until they break their fast. Tab question, just came up 2 days ago. Do I make the dua before the adhan or after the adhan? No problem, either options work, inshaAllah. Number 3, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to donations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was said about him, كان أجود الناس, يعني no one in the world was as generous as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unbelievable, unmatched. Can you imagine that level? Then the hadith says, وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. But his generosity, it takes like a whole other level in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. And it says another hadith, very interesting. كالريح المرسلة. He was like the very like quick wind. And one of the meanings of his generosity being like the wind does not go in like one direction, only this way. No, the wind goes this way, goes a little bit this way. So one of the meanings of it is that he serves in all good causes. عليه الصلاة والسلام. Number 4 out of 7 brothers and sisters is his Quran recitation. In the authentic narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was said about him, وَكَانَ يُدَارِسُهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدَارِسُهُ وَيُرَاجِعْ مَعُهُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَ. Every single night, Jibreel comes, reviews the Quran at night time. And your Quran in Ramadan is one of the most important things. Because what made Ramadan special was the Quran. Excuse me? What made Ramadan Ramadan was the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. What made Ramadan so special is the fact that Quran descended in that month. So your relationship with it should be to the next level. Again, about this point with the Quran, taking it from the hadith, you notice Rasulullah ﷺ had a companion, had Jibreel عليه السلام. So one of the things that perhaps may help us with finishing the Quran, reviewing it at a consistent basis, is having good company. Maybe having a WhatsApp group of wonderful people, having a majlis in the masjid. Just try to perhaps work with some people if you need the extra motivation and to help you with words here and there. Number 5, brothers and sisters, is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qiyam, his night prayers. Rasulullah sallallahu gave you a hadith, and everyone in this masjid, may Allah allow you to witness Ramadan, Ya Rab, and allow you to fulfill this hadith. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ, whoever stands up during the nights of Ramadan, إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, out of faith and out of hope in getting the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what happens? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, all the sins that you've done, all the previous ones are erased. What should you do? Don't miss a single night in Ramadan. May Allah make it possible for all of us, Ya Rab. And Allah is capable of fulfilling this dua. Every night. Tayyib brother, give us some tips that Rasulullah ﷺ advised us to be able to fulfill this. Ready? Look what the Prophet said. Whoever prays jama'ah at night, in our situation like taraweeh, and leaves when the imam is done, kutibat lahu qiyamul, you got that check, you fulfilled the night prayers. Done. One down. 29 left, inshaAllah. Right? And I'll be very honest with you, I hope this was made clear, because when I heard this hadith, I thought, and I was a lot younger, I thought when the imam is done, hatta yansarif means when the imam leaves. So I actually used to wait in the lobby of the masjid after taraweeh until the imam goes back to his car. May Allah forgive us and grant us guidance, Ya Rab. What it meant is that when he's done with the salah, then you can go ahead and the Qiyamul Layl is written for you. May Allah make it possible for all of us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. The sixth one, Suhoor. Suhoor. Two hadith. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. He says, make sure you have sahur. Sahur is the meal right before Fajr, at the sahur time. وقت السحور. Even if it was a little bit, because there's barakah. There's barakah. And when Rasulullah says barakah, what does barakah mean? Okay, you drank some water. Generally speaking, when you drink water, for example, it makes you not thirsty, for example, for 3 hours. If you drink water, it will not make you thirsty for 3 hours, for example. If Allah were to put barakah in that water, you will go for 6 hours without being thirsty. This is an example of the meaning of barakah. So when Rasulullah says, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً, means you would eat that food, and that food, there's barakah in it. It will make you last longer. You just filled gas for $5, but it took you to Ohio. That's an example of barakah. Literally, this is what barakah would to mean. May Allah put barakah in your health, in your wealth, in your family, in your life, and in your deen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. طب, look at Rasulullah. Look how much he encourages people to do suhoor. He says, تَسَحَّرُوا. In another hadith, تَسَحَّرُوا وَلَوْ بِجُرْعَةِ مَاءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. Wallahi, that hadith is enough. It's enough, wallahi. Look what that translation is. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, have sahur, even if it was just a little bit of water. Allah and the malaika, they pray for the one who performs that sahur, who fulfills it. May Allah make us of those who Allah and the angels pray for. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Now we go to the seventh and last one, brothers and sisters, which is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke about actions and so on, which is wonderful in terms of the ibadat, but there's also of the mu'amalat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever comes to you, ahad shatamak aw qatalak, someone tries to curse at you, fight you, have an argument with you, you know, cause disturbance with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? Tell and say, inni sa'im, inni sa'im. That's your response. Someone says, oh, you're such and such and such. Inni sa'im, inni sa'im. I'm fasting. No response. Don't get into this. It's Ramadan. You know, people would say, showtime. This is like ibadah time. I don't have time for arguing and fighting. Inni sa'im, inni sa'im. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 7 Ramadan habits of the Prophet that I pray to Allah to allow you and I to be able to fulfill them. Ameen Rabbil Alameen.